What's in the news? An attack at the exit.
It was a target-rich environment for someone with bad intent.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. From the accounts, the Manchester concert bomb went off in the lobby as the crowd was letting out. Security would have stopped a suicide bomber from getting into the show itself.
It was simply a lot of people in an area that was very difficult to secure.
Stephen Adelman is a venue safety expert.
This is a tragedy, but it's a tragedy about the difficulty that we have securing open space.
In 2015 in Paris, a bomber was stopped from getting inside a soccer stadium, so the device went off outside. Some airport attacks have happened in spaces well before passengers get to any kind of security. CBS's Anna Warner says overseas attacks have led to increased security here at concerts and sporting events.
Some of these measures have been used for years, like undercover guards, closed-circuit TVs, magnetometers, and hand wands. But since the Paris attacks, their use is more widespread.
Safety and security measures that used to only be for the biggest shows are now proliferating across the entire marketplace.
We guard the planes and venues. It's other big spaces with a lot of people that are now risky.
What I would say to parents is, don't worry about your child being safe at a concert. But the context is, we live in a more dangerous society than we have before.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.